Well, I mean, we talk about the issues that we have in corn, but it's not the same on the soybean side of things. We look very good. We're now, like I said, we're very competitively priced against Brazil. Currently, I actually just looked at a different report. Now we're about $26 per ton below Brazil, so we're cheaper than Brazil. We're actually exceeding our goal on the bean side of things by about 109 million bushels, which means you could see on this next report an increase of about 25 million bushels to your export demand, which would inherently bring down your exports, or not your exports, but your ending stocks. The biggest thing that we have to continue to watch here is we know that Brazil has a huge crop out there. Will they finish that crop out without any major hiccups? And if they do, at what point do we start to focus on that? We already know that Argentina is in a drought. We've been focusing on that from a meal standpoint. You see meal make new contract highs every few days now. Did it again here today. That's something that we have to be concerned about. And it's good for the producer, but it's rough on the hog producer out there that has to buy or has to crush for feed demand.